All right, and for those of you joining me, this is DJ Drew with Popcat, and right now in the studio we got some guests. We've got the guys from Cat Talk, we got Keese,
What to do, baby?
we got Blake,
What's up, guys?
and we got Justice.
You want to hear a joke?
Go
How do you
for
make God laugh?
it. How?
Tell him your plans.
But no, that's who we got for this roundtable discussion today, and a bit of debating, but we'll get into that. But to lead, we got gonna be talking about all the best things in pop culture, such as video games, TVs, movies, that sort of thing. But what we're gonna lead with is, guys, what have you been playing lately?
Well, you know, me and DJ Big Keese over there, we roommates, so we've been playing a lot of games together. I'm on the Warzone tear always. I be playing that 24/7. But recently we've been playing a lot of NHL because NHL season's been going on. But since that's been kind of whittling down, I think it's time for us to find the next game that we're gonna play. I'm thinking about buying Tekken.
I'm a big sports gamer, like Justice said. You know, I like NHL. I play Madden. I haven't been lately into the 2K, but I don't know. I heard that 2K21 isn't up to par as what people saying. But yeah, Madden, NHL is what I've been playing. You know, and I'll hop on the Modern Warfare every once in a while.
Don't lie, you just scared of the smoke in 2K. That's
bro,
why you won't
nobody,
buy
bro.
It.
Nobody.
You scared of the smoke.
Oh
I'm
yeah,
not scared of nothing.
I agree with Marquise. The new I've seen people play new 2K21. I'm not a big fan, but I played it a couple of times. So I kind of dropped that. I've been into the new golf 2K PGA that they came out. I got that. Pretty much played everything you can play. I'm doing online courses now. Got pretty into Resident Evil 7. Not too long ago, I've kind of slowed down on that. That's a super fun game. Kind of cheap, so I'm not really up to date with the newest games. I kind of like to stock the PS store for all the older games that are on sale for like $10.
Right,
So
right.
I'm more into that kind of stuff. I mean, I'm not really a hardcore gamer, so I just kind of scrounge the bottom of the barrel, I guess I could say.
Man, you gotta be more up about yourself. You gotta say like you have a qualified taste or something like that.
Can we agree though that, I mean, PlayStation 4, like playing it by yourself, just it doesn't hit the same as you used to. It doesn't get the feels going quite as
That's
it.
very true.
Like there's sometimes where I just turn on my game, I look at my Assassin's Creed, like I basically have all those games, all the Far Cries, and I just go, solo play just ain't it
It's not
anymore. It's
it.
really not, just because of the system.
No, I gotta admit, the PlayStation seems like it is built way more for solo games, like with stuff like God of War and Horizon and Spider-Man, stuff like that. But pretty much, just so everybody knows, I think everybody in here plays PlayStation but me.
Yeah.
Oof. No, dude, Microsoft is just trying to get my money with the Live and the Game Pass and all that sort of stuff. And like, I used to have a PlayStation, but I gotta be honest, like I had to get rid of it, and like I'm so regretful. Like, you know, they say you'd never really know what you have
Good thing
until
so
it's
it's gone.
gone.
Because you downgraded. You got that Xbox.
I did, because right when I got rid of it, all the good exclusives were coming out.
They knew. They knew that Andrew Sear got rid of it, and they're like, "We're gonna make this kid regret
Watch
it." We're
this, yeah.
No, but my roommate has a PlayStation, so I've pretty much been going through and playing everything I miss. And definitely Spider-Man's up there. That's why I'm definitely gonna be getting in a PlayStation 5. And I guess to segue into that, since we've got know what we've got for this generation, what are you boys thinking for the next generation?
I can say this much right now. If anybody thinks about getting that Xbox, they are drunk. That PS5 is the exact same thing. I mean, the only thing that is that graphics card is just a little bit not up to par, but that's also because Microsoft works with Samsung, and Samsung has the best graphics in the game. So when they have the better graphics chip, duh. But you gotta pay for the online services and everything, and that's just not as much. I feel like that's just extra for me. I'd prefer that if it stays free, and then like you just gotta get PlayStation Plus one time if you want to get like the extra for the online games.
So that's what you think is gonna happen, or that's what you want to happen?
No,
you need to know what is gonna happen.
What's gonna happen is everybody's gonna buy this PlayStation 5, and now let me tell you why.
I need to know why.
Let me tell you why. Over here, slouched back, acting like you know everything over here.
I'm comfortable.
Let me tell you, Keith, why. For one game in particular, to start it off, Spider-Man Morales version.
The Miles Morales?
Miles Morales is going to go crazy in that Spider-Man. I don't know if you have the other Spider-Man, but the other Spider-Man went crazy, and this one is even going crazier, if you haven't seen it already. And then on top of that, they got the Avengers coming out. And then on top of that, they got freaking Hogwarts.
They got Avengers.
You can be a wizard, Harry. You can be a wizard.
Avengers already out, though, ain't it?
Yeah.
The beta is.
Yeah. No, the you can go to the store and get Avengers right now.
I'm saying it's not the PlayStation 5 Avengers, though. That's the thing. It's not the PlayStation 5.
What about the Xbox PlayStation? Xbox?
Why would you want to buy Xbox? Xbox?
I'm just playing devil's advocate here because I'm trying to get you around Xbox.
Tell me why you would want to get an Xbox. Because
I'm asking why, but I need to
tell you.
I need to know why PlayStation. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I would get an Xbox Series X, and it's the smallest detail, but if the PlayStation also has it, even more reason to get it. With the Xbox, say, for example, you're playing Halo, you could be playing Halo, and if you're just like, man, I don't want to play Halo, you can go to a different game, but if you're like, it's like having multiple tabs open on a desktop, like you go back to back like that without it having to load in and that sort of thing.
Yep, you can do that on the PlayStation. It will suspend play of your games. I don't think like you can. There's like a certain amount of like data you can have running at one time for like a background play or whatever. So obviously, like, you can't have like 50,000 games open.
So this is for the 5, right? You're telling me for the PS5.
Yes.
Okay.
This is for just been PlayStation general.
Well,
and also
well, PlayStation 4. If you open up another game, you can't
also,
open
here,
two
here's,
games
here's
at once.
The thing. The Xbox, the new generation Xbox, looks like a trash can. So if you want somebody to throw something away in your Xbox, yeah, that's going to go, because it looks like the Mac
can
that we got here in the editing suite. They really do be looking like a garbage bin, I swear. Somebody's going to look at that thing and go, man, I'm just going to dump my ashtray in there or something.
Honestly, though, the design of the PS5 is kind of ugly, I think. I'm not the biggest
fan
of
it. Does look
PS5
like a big Wi-Fi
design.
Router.
Yeah.
It does look like a big Wi-Fi router, but it doesn't look like a trash can.
That's true. That's very fair. Well, one thing, I've heard that the new Xbox is going to allow previous games to be played, like 360 games. Are they doing that? I wasn't sure.
So
I've just been hearing the talk about the Xbox.
Both of them will have a version that you can get strictly digital, and that's going to run for the cheaper. It's going to be about $100 less than what the disc one is. But if you're able to get the disc drive of either one, yeah, you're going to be able to play back to Xbox or just play, like, I know PlayStation was talking, you can play all the way back to the original PlayStation. There's some games that you can buy. So, like, I know as soon as they said the PlayStation 5 is going to have a hybrid disc drive so you could play back, like, NCAA football, all those just shot up in price on eBay and everything.
Uh-huh.
Now people, instead of paying, like, $100 for it, they're paying, like, $200, $300 for just one football, college football game.
See, that's the thing that made me angry with Xbox backwards compatibility, because all these games are backwards compatible. You got places like GameStop and Gamers thinking they can charge you $60 for, like, NCAA, like, 12.
Yeah, no, you got me messed up, man. No way.
You know what really irks me about GameStop? Is that when you go in there, they act like you don't have nothing at all. Like, they really act like these games are not just going to make them, like, 90% profit for the price that they're giving you. I remember when I first sold my PlayStation 4 when I moved to college, because I wasn't really playing it. Oh, man, I walked in there with a PlayStation 4, 50-some games, 4 controllers, everything you would need. They looked at me and they said, we'll give you $200 in-store credit. You'll give me $200? $200?
Which, that's all about there. They'll be like, I'll give you $200 in-store credit, or I'll give you $50 cash.
Yeah, or I'll give you, like, $75. Like, give me the card.
No, man, that's how they dealt with me. I brought in an original PlayStation that I got at a garage sale. I had everything with it, and they're like, I mean, $4. And I was like, nah, dude.
$4?
I was like, I'll just keep it. I know what you're doing.
That's when you go to eBay. That's when you go on to eBay and spike up the price.
$4.
Legit.
$4. That's a ripoff. Absolutely terrible.
Nah, man, but I think it's only going to go up higher in value because of the stuff, like, if they decide not to have backwards compatible for the original PlayStation stuff, I'll be like, hey, you want this PlayStation? Nah, man. But pretty much lately, I've been playing a lot of, like you said, Warzone. And I gotta be honest, I'm really looking forward to Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War. I don't want you to think I'm one of these, like, have my Mountain Dew with my Doritos and playing Call of Duty. But it does take me back to better times, like high school.
I mean, yeah.
The Mountain Dew Dorito times.
Did you play the alpha version?
I did not.
Okay, so our household, we downloaded the alpha version, and we were playing that. And the alpha beta testing was absolutely awful, in my opinion. I don't know.
That's because Justice has a harsh opinion.
He does have harsh opinions.
About everything. Why are you, like, what makes you so angry? What makes you just hate everything? Why do you hate everything?
Bro? Wake up and I have to.
You can't just like something one day? Like, Jesus.
I do like things. I do like things. But you know what? If you're going to put out a game early and you're going to put out testing, man, I think it should run smooth.
They're testing it. They're not. This isn't the final version. They're just figuring out what's
It just seemed weak. That's all I'm saying. It just seemed weak.
Yeah. So I got to be honest. It's not great. Are you guys one of those people, because back in high school, me and my friends get the game the exact same day, and they just get it, like, skip the campaign, go straight to multiplayer?
I don't think I've touched multiplayer in Modern Warfare.
I was about to say, yeah.
But I mean, I haven't touched a campaign, I mean.
So. I don't think I've touched a campaign in, like, 7 years.
See, I'm a little bit weird like that. Like, whenever I get a game similar, like, with a campaign or multiplayer, I love campaign modes. I think campaign modes are dope. I just really like them. I don't know why.
I don't like Modern Warfare campaigns anymore because I'm such a... Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, same thing.
It's a different game. There's only one.
Everybody understands it's the same... We're talking about the same thing. Okay? Whatever. It's going to be the same campaign setup. First-person shooter. Ugly. Compared to the free world that you can get in, like, Assassin's Creed or Red Dead Redemption 2, like... You can't tell me that that's not more satisfying as a campaign.
Yeah, but those games are built around their campaigns.
That's
not
true. Red Dead 2 especially. Hey, that's a great campaign.
Hey, I'm just saying. That's a whole
like the multiplayer. The multiplayer Red Dead, like, nobody plays that. You know, when it's not as popular as Call of Duty multiplayer. Because that's because Call of Duty's made for a multiplayer.
Hey, and I'm just saying. That's why I don't play it. Cool. I mean, why would I want to just redo the same missions over and over again? If we are not talking about the OG CODs where you got to see, like, does anybody remember the airport mission?
Yeah.
You the bad guy in the whole thing? Did that even give you some moral dilemmas at 13? Then I don't know if you were growing up right. I don't know if you were growing up right.
Man, I was
You don't know if you were growing up right because you didn't shoot up an airport in the game. You did grow up right if you did that, right? You played that game.
You got it. Yeah.
At 13.
If you felt bad about it, you knew you were normal. But if you didn't,
I mean, you didn't feel bad about it.
I was concerned. I was concerned.
Did you
about
feel bad about it? I didn't feel bad.
Never played Modern Warfare 2. My mom didn't let me play violent video games, so Modern Warfare 3.
Oh,
you and I were two. We're two. Or
man.
I didn't get an Xbox till then.
I bet you couldn't watch Ed and Eddy. You can't have pets either. What?
Yeah, I didn't watch. Well, I could watch Ed and Eddy. So I couldn't watch Family Guy until I was like 18.
You could have watched Family Guy until you were 18.
So I guess that's a good point. What were you playing like back from sixth grade to about
Pokemon and Mario? Obviously,
about ninth grade.
I had a PlayStation 2 till I was in like third grade, and then between like then and like sixth grade, I didn't have a system till like I got seventh grade. I got my Xbox 360 and Modern Warfare 3.
Until I got my PS4, I was all sports games.
I rocked a Wii.
I think everyone rocked a Wii. I feel like if you had siblings in the house, for some reason, your parents were just obligated to buy this Nintendo, because I remember getting the Wii for Christmas, and then literally the whole family just playing Mario Kart for like a whole week straight, or Wii bowling, or whatever was available.
Legit, dude. It'd just be like, if you're getting together for like Thanksgiving or Christmas, it'd be like, oh, well... You're like, the aunt and uncle don't have anything, but they have a Wii, so you just be dominating on Wii Bowl.
Yes, that's exactly... Your aunt and uncle don't have anything because their kids are so young, but they do have a Wii.
No, but Justice, what were the games you think that made you and your upbringing?
Oh, jeez. I mean, I had a lot of systems growing up. I had the Game Boys, I had the DSs, I had the PlayStation, or the PSP.
Yeah, I had that too, yeah.
I was a DS boy.
I had a PSP. Yeah, I had a PSP and a DS.
I'm not gonna lie.
And a Game Boy.
Damn.
I still to this day be playing Pokemon.
Yeah,
I
me too.
Still to this day.
Leaf Green?
Wait. I will be. I be hacking my phones, my iPods, all that stuff, so I can get.
This man
that.
Said an iPod.
The iPod.
Yeah.
You got it's 2020. My man said an iPod.
iPod. I know. That's. I have an iPod Touch just because it is jailbroken iOS like 7 or something like that, and it can run the GBA for iOS emulator.
I still think about it with the how popular the Switch is. Dude, the PSP was out of its time.
Way out of its time.
They need to bring it back, honestly.
Literally, last year, I was considering buying one. I was literally looking on eBay. I was like, I should honestly get one of these.
I remember just being on bus trips for, like, football or anything, yeah, like, back in the day. And my friends would just be watching Too Fast, Too Furious on the PSP. Remember, you could watch movies on the...
Imagine like a little PSP now with like a little thumbprint ID or something like that, technology.
Imagine if they sold like your PSP, like they, because you know they came out the PSP beta.
Yeah, and you could hook that joint to the PlayStation 5.
So you could hook that up and then like you could take your game to go and like keep playing the Switch. That would
put your PlayStation
dope.
In rest mode or something.
That would be dope. But here's the issue
Sony
with that.
At Sony.
Sony don't listen to us. Sony don't care about the people. Sony don't care about the fans.
This is just
this is why it takes
hope.
Them 9 years to release a new system.
True.
9 years.
Well, yeah. We'll release a new system every year.
We get new phones every year, don't we?
That's true.
That'd be
you
weird.
Can't tell me you don't know
I don't
some,
buy a new phone
you don't
every
know some girl or guy that be dropping $1,500 just to get the new iPhone right when it comes out just because they got to have it.
I mean, are you going to do that with a PlayStation?
No!
Nah, ain't nobody done that.
Man, I gotta admit, we've kind of gone full circle with the phones, if you think about it, because we had brick phones, then we had flip phones,
then we had little slim BlackBerries
with touch pads, and then we had touch phones, then we got two phones with touch screens that flip, and now you pretty much got half an iPad.
Literally.
Think about this, though. Think about all the precious metals we use in our phones yearly. Think about the billions of people on this earth
that have three phones.
That have exactly like the other day, Keith walked into my room and I made a joke and I was like, "So I'm gonna get because I have two broken phones that are also Google Pixels." And I was like, "I'm gonna get the white one fixed just so I can have two phones." And he's like, "You're not like that." And I'm like, "Yeah, I am like that. I need to have two phones. You know, one for the business, one for the ladies type." And
not like that.
But like, think about that though. Like, how many of us just got broken phones just laying around? Like, there's gold in them. There's silver. There's platinum in them. Like, there's all sorts of different metals in
plutonium,
there.
Vibranium.
I don't know about vibranium. Vibranium is not even real.
Krypton.
What are you
kryptonite?
Talking about?
Trying to get into Wakanda to get a new phone.
Yeah.
So I'm saying that
those
iPhone
Wakanda
12.
Phones be something different. I bet they got, like, a laser attached to them that you just be, like, self-defense.
Nah, dude. And I'm not going to lie. I can see us going there in Black Panther when they're holding the thing up and you can just see the people.
A little
she's
hologram.
She's got the doop. Start recording. Test one. Why are you recording? Punch it. Just punch
it. I gotta
it.
Admit, I already don't like when I'm FaceTiming people and, like, during the call, it's just like, oh, they can see you, you can see them. Like, before.
Have you noticed on the update, it, like, tells you when, like, your camera's in use? Like, it freaks me out because I'll, like, just be looking at my phone and then it'll just say camera's in, like, your camera's being used. It's like, you know, I know my FBI agent's out there watching me through my doggone front cam.
When people say, like, we don't have FBI agents, I'm like, so you're telling me that all people above the age of 18, so I'm saying you take away all kids, 17, 18 below, if you in high school, you ain't got one. I'm saying you take away all those people, there's a large enough demographic where you could get half on half. And you could get everyone could have an FBI agent.
Bro,
I swear,
I have an FBI agent, bro.
Yo, have you guys ever like had that thing where you're sitting there and you're talking with a buddy, like what's your favorite kind of chip? And he's like, oh, I really like Pringles, sour cream, and onion. He on Instagram.
There's a Pringles, sour cream, and onion.
FBI
agent, bro. I'm telling you, there are FBI agents listening to our every word, watching our every move. There's somebody knows we're in here.
Yeah, you
know? Dude, I gotta admit, I just try to game the system at some point because I'll be like, okay, what do I need to buy? Some new shoes. And then I'll just start Googling, like, all right, new shoes, size 16, because I got Bigfoot feet. And then just eventually it'll be like, hey, here's some deals on some shoes. And I'm like, all right.
No, but like what really bothers me about it is it just reminds me of that TikTok when it's just like, what's poppin'? Don't mind me just watching. I was like, I don't like the whole you just watching, though. I'm like, I like to have some privacy, you know? Because I'm like, it's bad enough. You get to see my browser history. I don't need you to be seeing everything that I'm seeing.
Like, he's just looking at me from, like, under my chin up as I'm watching dumb YouTube videos.
That's
all
what I'm saying. And he's like, why is Keith watching these two Indian guys build a fort out of nothing in the middle of the forest at 3 in the morning?
He's just laying there farting. All I hear is him farting. There's no friends over here. He don't got nobody to hang out with. He just sit here and fart all day.
Fart, snore. I mean, geez, does he do anything? Does he move from the bed?
That's what I'm saying. My FBI agent got the easiest job.
Oh, I guarantee he's going, this is the easiest $60,000 I've ever made.
Legit, man. No, but I guess transitioning from video games to movies. What movies have you been watching lately? What was the last movie you think you've seen?
Just like 2 days ago. I've been wanting to watch American Psycho for a while, so I watched that. Christian Bale, when he was younger. That's a really good film. That makes you think. That's my latest one. It's October and I'm absolutely in love with scary movies, so I'm probably gonna be binging scary movies for the whole month of October. See what's going on with them.
Yeah, I really haven't been seeing too many movies. I'm not gonna lie, it's not Netflix and chill season quite yet. It's right there though, so I'm pretty sure that like my consumption's gonna go up here pretty soon. But I've been watching a lot of The Office lately, reruns of that.
The old faithful of Netflix.
The old faithful, like you never could just go wrong. Also, the other day we were having a conversation and I had to go back and watch some Rick and Morty, had to talk about, you know, two uncertainties and how, you know, that can help with describing time travel and all sorts of other stuff. But yeah, I've been more worried about shooting our movies than watching them right now, but yeah.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, we are currently filming my film that I wrote and I'm directing, and Jess is my producer over in the film class, and I'll keep you updated with that as it goes on. But Keith, what have you been watching lately?
Last night, me and my girlfriend watched this. I forget what it's called, but it's this chick flick. It's about you ever seen the trailer for the one where girl hits her head and she like thinks she's beautiful and then walks around because she's so confident because she has like her newfound beauty.
Jeez, you're that tied up, Keith.
Yeah, no, I fell asleep.
Oh my lord.
I don't. I feel like this is one of those days where like Keith came home. He got into he came over to his girl's house.
It was only because I had some chicken wings because yesterday was chicken wing night at the Max, 50 cents on Thursday.
All I'm saying, though, is, Keith, you showed up, and your girl was like, so what are we watching? And she was like, we're watching this, and Keith was like,
whatever.
Do I have a say? No. Okay, no, it's already going. It's like sitting down and watching a Hallmark video with your mom or the Lifetime Movie Network. It's
usually more like if she usually asks me what we want to watch, and if I don't want to, like, I usually don't care. I'm like, whatever, because I'm about to fall asleep or be on my phone watching something anyway because I ain't had a
totally
watch
yeah
and she'll say that I want to watch
whole
this,
truth nothing but the truth over there.
Yep, whole truth nothing but the truth, man. I'm just over here scrolling through the Twitter feed, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, what about you, Andrew? What do you watch? What you want asking the questions here?
Movie wise last movie I watched was Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, speaking of good movies coming out, who's excited about this new Fast and Furious movie? John Cena is getting himself a movie role, people. He is the brother of Dominic Toretto.
That's disgusting.
Man, just the fact that back in the day they were just like, oh yeah, we're stealing SIM cards and stuff like that. And now it's just like,
we're crashing planes!
Black Ops drivers.
Okay, one thing I literally... So I used to love Fast and Furious series. And the one thing that absolutely kills me is the director, you know, the director had a perfect movie script in real life written out for him. Paul Walker died. He had this perfect ending. They split roads on the seventh one.
Yeah.
The perfect ending, perfect scenario. And he says, you know what? We're going to keep on going and try to run this series into the ground.
Man, give me the Rock.
Tyrese Gibson owes some people money, man.
That's here's the thing.
Dude, you've seen those videos.
That baby oil.
Where he's getting mad at The Rock, and he's just like, yo, Tyrese owes some people money, man.
He said Tyrese. Hey, all I got to say, though, is that, yeah, I understand the perfect ending and everything. To play devil's advocate, though, Would you stop making a movie that just grosses $20 million every time you put it out?
Yes.
You make it for $5 million and it grosses $15 million.
You get to hang out with Ludacris for a couple months.
With The Rock.
nobody hangs out with Tyrese. Tyrese probably just hangs out in Australia and never falls on.
He eats his hot Cheetos in the corner or something like that.
But, like, I mean, really think about this, though. I mean, after the seventh one, okay, the seventh one happens, whatever, is the perfect thing. It made me cry, you know, single tear, R.I.P. Paul Walker. And
when they started flying planes, man, that's when I was like, okay, this...
Has anybody ever seen CinemaSins? It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I remember one time, I can't remember which one, what's the one where they drive the car through onto the other building in Dubai? I think that might be...
Oh, the one with Ronda Rousey in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the eighth.
I remember watching that one, and he just goes, oh, son of, and it just goes bleep, and it just tunes out, and it just goes, like, 30,000 sins. He's like, this is just not physically possible. It just breaks all physics. And that's where I was like, you know what? I'm really starting to get tired of this series because they're going to come up with such crazy stunts. Or the ninth one when The Rock just leans out of his Jeep Cherokee. He just goes over to this rocket on the ice. He just gives it a good old jump to the left. Like, he's just going to push this 30,000-pound rocket is kicking on over.
Well, you know, he actually did that in real life. I believe Dwayne Johnson could do something like that.
If there's anybody
on
Earth,
you see him in Hercules? Like, the dude.
And you see on Instagram, he ripped open the gate at his house because it wouldn't open.
Yeah.
Like, he had this big electronic gate, and it's just off its hinge.
What a psycho.
Okay, so let's just theoretically say, I don't know if Dwayne The Rock Johnson has kids. But if he has a son, you know that moment in your, like, young manhood that you're like...
Can I fight my dad?
Yeah, you look at your old man and you're like...
I can take him.
He's never going to have that moment.
I think I can square up with him, but let's do it. Let's
no,
do
that
it.
Kid is never going to have that moment. He's going to permanently be able to get whooped by his dad until his dad's, like, dead in the grave.
Like, Johnson just, like, picks his kids up like they're just little toys.
Like, imagine, like a 75-year-old Rock Johnson just, like...
Okay.
You smell
this is speaking about
this
pop
butt
culture,
whooping.
And we're speaking about people who are going to be a problem to society. How about the fact that NBA YoungBoy and Floyd Mayweather's daughter are about ready
this
to make
is
a kid?
Justice, you need this. This is not your show. You need to stop directing the conversation.
I'm sorry.
Man, I wouldn't want to date anybody in Floyd Mayweather's circle. Anybody he walked past, I wouldn't want to.
I couldn't imagine you broke up with Floyd Mayweather's daughter, and that man wanted to pick a fight with you. Going, I'm not winning.
Nah, man. It's like when, oh, God, MGK was talking about Eminem's daughter. Like,
oh.
I just was like, man, you just wanted this written about you.
Yeah,
huh?
Well, you're just begging
hey,
for it.
But the funny part about that was when that came out, everybody was like, hey, but this was better than Nick Cannon's disses, though.
True.
I mean,
Nick Cannon is not a rapper, though. Nick Cannon is a...
What do you want to call him then?
Stomp,
he's a,
not stomp
he's
the
a personality.
Line.
This man really attempted to be a rapper.
He has not.
I'm a gigolo, spending lots of dough.
Didn't
run a wide body sitting on pole.
And you know what Eminem said? He said, let me just, you know, since you and your girl be wilding, let me just put out warning shots real quick.
Man, I got to admit, that was like up there with No Vaseline. It's one of the best discs of all time.
Yeah, my opinion, like, diss tracks, I mean, I gotta put Eminem warning shots first just because that man really made a song about Mariah Carey after she just released that Obsessed video about it.
Yeah.
And then No Vaseline's gotta be second because I think the movie set that apart for, like, our generation because, like, we didn't, like, grow up, you know, seeing that. But, like, when it just cuts out, he goes, now y'all set it off. And I was
yeah,
that man Ice Cube was pissed in real life.
Man, I gotta admit, speaking of Ice Cube, I was going after people's necks after that movie came out because so many people were saying, bye, Felicia. And I'm like, you don't know what that's from.
You
have zero idea what that's from. And they're like, well, it's from Friday. And I'm like, yeah, because he's writing the Friday script. Well, you know Friday.
You didn't know that.
That man really... Hey, who you look for? Felicia in there?
Get off my roof.
Yeah, Felicia's out here.
No.
Get off my roof.
Bye, Felicia.
Man. No, but going off of Blake's thing, since it's October and things are getting kind of spooky, you ever imagine who you'd be in a horror movie?
Oh, I know exactly who I'd be.
Go for it.
Okay, you know... You guys all seen Scream?
Yeah.
You know, I can't think of his name. The
dude who's, like, explaining the...
Yes, the movie nerd, the one that works at the video store. Oh, it's
He's got all... He's
I want to say it's, like, Randy. Randy, that's who
dude
it is.
Dude from America's Most Wanted. Jamie Kennedy.
Yes, that's exactly who it is. That's exactly what I've literally had this conversation with my roommate, and I think it fits me perfectly. I'd probably die a lot sooner than he did. He dies in the second movie. I'd probably be dead first 15 minutes of the regular of the first movie. But, yeah, I think that's
you're putting out all the facts. You're going to go, well, the girl, a girl or a guy who's not significant to the movie has to die first. No, have you ever seen Jason H2O?
Nah, man.
Okay. So this is one of the later ones, but there's a I don't think it's Exhibit. I think it's somebody else.
Oh, yeah.
But he comes in and Jason's just like, "Oh, durr, I'm gonna stab you." And this man just—it's
Busta Rhymes, isn't it?
Yeah, Busta Rhymes. I think it is. Busta Rhymes comes in. Boom, beat him up. But
I was like, Exhibit's just like, man, Jason. So Jason likes PlayStation, so we're gonna trick out his entire car with PlayStation.
But if I had that's who I'd be if I were like in a villain or like if I was in a horror movie. I feel like I'd be that person that saves the girl at the end. Like you're like, he thinks he's dead, but he ain't actually dead. But if
that's
I had, but if I had to be in the movie like a villain, I really think I'm like a Michael Myers because I'm not gonna lie, just naturally in real life, I'd just be having quiet steps. I'd be spooking people, just be like, I can't help it. I'm light on my feet, not my fault. But like, yeah, I feel like I'd be on that Michael Myers, like walks out screen right, turns back in, he's right in front of you type. Like you're like, where did he come from?
See, when I watch scary movies, I see myself like, you know that like the if you know, remember scary movies, the first scary movie where they're watching the movie and the ladies in the movie theater with like the whole dinner plate.
Yeah.
And she's yelling at the movie. She's like, "Don't go in there! Don't go in there! You went in there. Look what you done did." That's me when I watch a scary movie. I'm always a logistic person. I'm like, okay, I'm not stupid. I'm not gonna. Or have you seen there's a commercial. I forget what the commercial's for. But it's like, are you as dumb as somebody in a scary movie?
The
and they're like, they're running away, and he's like, why don't we just get into this running car?
And they're like, no, we're going to hide behind all the chainsaws.
Yeah.
Leatherface is right there. He turns around, and he's like, what?
No, that's me.
Have you ever seen the movie Leprechaun?
Yeah.
You Leprechaun. That's what you are.
No,
you Leprechaun.
No. Get out of here.
Man, I got to admit, and a... in a pre-Jordan Peele society, I'm definitely a black dude. I'm gone first. But
No Get Out.
If your name's not Jordan Peele, you're probably going to die first.
Yeah.
But any horror movie after 2018, I'd like to think I'd like be the dude that fights the... Like, wounds the villain, and then I
die. And then, like, dies just so somebody else can save the day?
I feel like Andrew would be the dude off of Get Out who works at TSA. He'd show up, and Andrew would be like, I'm TSA, man. We know everything.
Nah, Andrew's the dude, he did the run where he's sprinting and he busts that hard, right?
Like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to startle you.
But for real, though... Get Out, though, like Jordan Peele's movies, and then what's the other one? Us?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Both of those
Us
movies,
is cool. I dig Us.
That, like, Jordan Peele, like, for being, like...
Did comedy for, like, a decade.
Yeah.
Dude, like, he's
Us is for
scary
real.
In the head. Like, he is the writer's version of Future. Like, when I listen, like, if you really listen to Future's albums...
He's sad.
Future is a sad, depressed man that has no
Future's
love in his
happy.
Life. Like, that is
Future
what it is.
Future is depressed, man.
But
Future
Jordan
is
Peele,
asking
I feel like
for
Jordan
help.
Peele has some terrible nightmares. Some terrible, terrible nightmares.
Jordan Peele.
Just some terrible nightmares.
Future has a low life, low life.
Low life, that
song. Future pay a lot of child support.
Oh, yeah.
What
dude.
He got? I think he got, like, six kids.
Isn't Future the one with, man, who's married to is
Russell
that?
Wilson?
Yeah. Dude, that is the funniest.
Yeah.
And the kid's name is Future Junior.
Yeah. It's his name.
So, Russell Wilson, star NFL quarterback.
Yeah.
Okay, Future, superstar rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now as Future Junior, you live with Russ. And Sierra, I mean, you ain't disrespecting Sierra. Sierra gonna break that belt on you if she, you know. So here's my thing. Do you think he calls Russ daddy?
Oh, he's gotta.
Do you think he does?
Do you think future Hendrix is allowing that to happen? That's, like,
yeah, true.
You know what I'm saying?
And then my second thing is do you think future's involved with his kids enough that, like,
he I feel like this dude don't. This is, he got a lot of money, a lot more women to be worried about, man. Future is like, he has his own issues he's got to worry about.
He, like, sees, he's got dreadlocks. And, like, they do you probably think, stink. Like, they transfer their kids off. Like, I don't know if any of you have separated parents, but, like, I have separated parents. So, like, as a kid growing up at, like, 8 to 10, like, you remember the transfer process of, like, all right, get out of my car, go get in his car. All right,
so what's Russell saying about me?
Exactly. Like, could you imagine? What'd that man say? What'd that man say about me this time?
He's
like,
man,
let me hear.
I saw this video that was, it was a kid's birthday, and Future got him, like, a diamond watch.
Yeah.
And then Russell got him, like, a little, like, SUV thing that kids like.
Yeah.
Like, but when he got the watch, he's like, oh. I was like, okay.
Like, or, I can't remember who it was. I saw some rapper's kid. So, it was funny as hell, though. Because his mom got him, like, a PlayStation or something like that. Or, like, told him they pre-ordered the PlayStation 5. And then his dad got him a go-kart. Like a real, like, gas-powered go-kart. And I'm like, these, like, being a rapper's kid would be so much fun because your dad's not going to know you well enough that he's just going to overdo everything that he's going to aim for. So he goes, oh, he wants a game station? Oh, we'll make an arcade out of the basement.
No, but I guess since I got the Cat Talk guys here, we're going to talk sports movies.
Pew!
Oh, that's no. Fair.
So right now, folks, I got to bracket up with 32 of the best sports movies.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to start it off. So first up, we got Rocky versus Cool Runnings.
I'm going to take Rock.
I gotta take Rocky. As much as I love Cool Runnings.
I got to take Cool Runnings just because. Senka, you dead man.
You're outnumbered. You lost.
Just that line right there.
I'm going to go with Rock.
Oh, okay, I'm going to go. John Candy is one of my favorite comedic actors of all time. Love him to death. Respect. R.I.P. I have to take Rocky. I just can't turn my back on it. The story behind it, what it came from, Sylvester Stallone. I gotta take Rocky on that.
I'll take the nostalgia in that case. Yeah, just, but I think personally, if, like, I had to watch two movies, I feel like Rocky's the better, like, one-time watch. But, like, if you had to rewatch a movie with, like, your kids, I'm gonna definitely sit down and watch the Cool Runnings because that man really was gonna go to the Olympics and he tripped and fell.
Yeah, man.
And then he's like, so what else do we have? And he's like, well, you could become a boxer, or you could do darts. And he's like, what about the Winter Olympics? We're in Jamaica. It's not happening.
Nah, dude. I was really hyped when Jamaica actually had a bobsled team, and I was like, all right, let's do this.
And what's crazy is that like, the movie's accurate about that, too. Like, they really went in there, and people from Canada and stuff were like, look at these people from Jamaica. What are you going to do here?
Where are y'all ice practicing?
And then they just started getting faster and faster as they were doing it. And it's like, hey, we only need a little bit here.
All right, next up, we got Talladega Nights versus Jerry Maguire.
Talladega Nights.
Talladega.
The Ballad of Ricky Bobby.
Yep.
Ricky, you can walk. No, I cannot. And in fact, I'm going to prove it by stabbing myself with this knife in my leg. Don't you stab yourself, Ricky.
That's one of the best scenes. Oh, my God.
I'm going to use this other knife to get it out.
6 pound, 8 ounce, dear Lord, baby Jesus.
Man, my favorite line from that is just like,
I'm all
don't you put
on
that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Yes.
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew. What's the name of the cougar? I can't remember the name of the cougar. Sheila, that's the name of the cougar. They just in the back, and they all of a sudden, round. The driver's like, what? And he's like, down, Sheila, calm down.
Hey, driver, drive the ease.
Ricky, I was probably high drunk when I told you that. There's second, there's third. Hell, you can even get more.
Nah, dude, just the fact that, they act up at a Chili's. Like, they're just
they cut up at
Applebee's. Applebee's.
He's like, my steak is not done enough. Like,
oh, my God. All right, next up, we got Miracle versus the Mighty Ducks.
Why did you have to pit the best hockey movies against each other?
I'm taking the Mighty Ducks.
I'm going to go with Miracle.
Who do you play for?
America. That's who you play for.
You play for America.
I'm sorry. I've always loved the Mighty Ducks. I never got into Miracle. I think I watched it once. Didn't
you
think
look
it
like
was
a Goldberg.
What about you, Justice?
I'm going to have to take Miracle just because, I mean, I always like beating the Russians in hockey.
I gotta be honest, I haven't seen any of these.
That's fair, honestly. If there's any sports movies...
You'd be surprised with this list of what I have seen and have not seen.
That's fair.
If you're watching, hockey movies are probably down there.
So we got Miracle winning. Next up, we got Sandlot versus Moneyball.
I like Sandlot.
Moneyball is the greatest sports movie ever made. I'm taking Moneyball.
Sandlot, my guy.
I'm taking Moneyball.
What is wrong with you?
I think Moneyball is the perfect representation of what baseball is all about. I think it's a beautiful movie. Sandlot is absolutely goated. Love the Sandlot, but you can't pit against Moneyball.
You're killing me, Smalls.
I think L7 weenie.
And that's I would back Moneyball up till the day I die. I don't know why I love it so much, but I would take Moneyball.
I'm just looking at this. I'm surprised 42 isn't on here.
Yeah. Oh yeah, 42 is a good movie. R.I.P. Chadwick Boseman.
I didn't
Boseman.
See Ali in here either. But
I'm going to have to revise one myself and have you guys on some other time.
I'm going to have to take the Sandlot, though, just because I feel like Blake is missing out on his inner child.
No, I love the Sandlot.
I don't think you do, because you just picked Moneyball over the Sandlot.
Dude, you're really going to disregard the Woman Crush Wednesday, Wendy Peppercorn, man.
What I'm hearing right here is that you would, if you're going off of the best representation, you would pick Draft Day over The Longest Yard. If we're talking football movies.
Best representation, maybe, but I think that The Longest Yard is overall the better movie anyway. I would pick
Sandlot is overall the better
I
movie.
Don't think it is. I think the story is 8 times better in Moneyball. I absolutely love the Sandlot. It's a great kids movie.
Don't
feel-good movie. But I really love the storyline.
It's Jonah Hill playing this.
Jonah Hill does amazing. Do not even go there.
Jonah Hill does it amazing. He's the one that makes that movie.
He does.
He's the only
movie.
Person that it's like, because they're in that meeting and he's like, what are we going for? And he goes, hits. He just like looks at it. It's like one word out of him.
All right, so we got Sandlot winning this one. Next up, we got Hoosiers versus The Longest Yard.
Are we talking the new Longest Yard? Because I like that.
I was assuming it's the new.
Yeah. Nelly, set it off.
I got the fries that'll cross your eyes. I got burgers. I just got burgers.
I got the shakes that'll make you quake.
That's how your white man runs the football.
Hey, Sukowski, you know what he said to me?
I broke his freaking neck.
He broke it in my nose.
Hook it out with Caretaker.
So I think we're all in agreement. Michael. We got The Longest Yard.
Yeah. It's a shame Hoosiers had to go up.
I was about to say,
though, like Hoosiers a lot.
Hoosiers is just the OG basketball movie, in my opinion. Like, if you didn't see Hoosiers, like, when you were a kid and think, like, yeah, my junior high team's going to just dominate this team that's beat us 30,000 times.
Dude, I rewatched The Longest Yard some time ago, and I'm always surprised that Chris Rock just dies.
Yeah.
Just crazy. You know what's else crazy about that is Joey Diaz. I'm amazed at how many people have seen that movie and they don't know who Joey Diaz is because he is hilarious.
Yeah.
Like when they're doing the running scenes, like fives, fours.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the Kansas State dude? He's just laying on the ground. Just, hey, you better not cut me. Anybody got a Diet Coke?
All right. Next up, we got Friday Night Lights versus Coach Carter.
Taking Coach Carter.
Yeah,
that should be a one seed.
I think that's the best basketball movie ever.
Okay, but Friday Night Lights, though, can we agree, though, that, what's his name? The dude who, at the end, when he's like, if you put that needle in his leg, I swear I will rip your arms off and I will beat you with him.
No, that's Varsity Blues.
Oh, that's Varsity Blues.
Is.
Okay,
yeah,
never
blues.
Mind. Wrong that's movie. In that
blues.
Case, this is hands
no,
down
it,
Coach Carter.
Friday Night Lights is like Booby Miles. Be like, hey, Booby, you never lift weights. Hey, man, this has come with practice.
I've never seen Friday Night Lights, and I don't think.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah, Billy Bob.
Not a big fan of him either. I think he could cast somebody better.
So we got Coach Carter winning. All right. Next up, we got Major League versus The Waterboy.
The Waterboy.
Water sucks.
You guys are going to absolutely hate
Gatorade.
I think Major League's the funnier. I think Major League's the funnier movie.
I don't know, man.
Adam Sandler, he's my favorite. I absolutely love Adam Sandler, but I just think overall script writing, I think that Major League's the funnier movie.
What sets Waterboy apart is one scene and one scene only. And that is Lee Corso describing the Mud Dogs playing the University of Iowa. And he goes, now as you watch Boucher here, they cut back to him, and they just go, you just hear, such anger and depression just being expressed here. And they just play it at full speed and just go, oh!
Gatorade!
Or when he goes, 72. There you are! Kissing
throws the him the ball.
No! Goes down there. Drop kicks him. Mama, is that you? I love you, Bobby.
So we got to go with the water boy.
That's fair. I will take that.
But I will say, the wild thing! Charlie Sheen, Mr. Can't Hit Nothing, but he throw at 120.
Mm-hmm. All right, next up we got Rudy versus White Men Can't Jump.
I'm personally, my opinion. I don't think Rudy's that great of a movie.
Yeah,
I don't think it's that great of a movie. I think it's a Walt Disney version of a sports film, and that's like it's kind of like when you watch it as a kid in elementary school. It's like, oh, I feel good.
Because
like,
dude, when I you because like when I found out, it'd be like, yo, there it was a guaranteed win for that game.
Yeah,
yeah. It's just like, okay, go hop in there.
And they're all freaking out because he comes in and makes one measly tackle. It's stupid.
I think they should remake the movie. In my opinion. Looking at it though, White Man Can't Jump. I mean, he said, I bet you right now I can dunk it. I bet you my half. You're going to bet $1,000 that you can dunk it right now. We'll pull over right now. You can. It's the ball, man. You got two more tries. Get off the rim.
I think White Man Can't Jump is an underrated movie on its own, too. I really like that movie.
I think the scene where Woody's with his chick and they're talking about the water is so funny.
Or
relatable.
With the white dudes heckling the one team, and he's like, I'm working here.
All right, next up we got Remember the Titans.
Yep.
Versus Bend It Like Beckham.
Yeah, I remember the Titans.
What's Bend It Like Beckham?
Soccer movie.
How did you put so many movies ahead of this Bend It Like Beckham? Bend It Like Beckham is known for one sports thing. They should have made a movie about it. I didn't even know this was a thing.
No, it's not worth knowing.
Nah, man. It's just such a good, like whether you're young or old, like you'll watch it and you'll just be like, all right, left side, strong side. All right, next up we got A League of Their Own versus We Are Marshall.
We Are Marshall.
League
Easy.
Okay, A League of Their Own, though, I think that would be in any other, if they had to go up against some other movie, that is still a good movie.
Tom Hanks is great.
There's no crying in baseball.
That is a legendary movie, but We Are Marshall is just a great
movie.
Bad News Bears should have been on this, too.
We Are!
No kidding.
Marshall!
All right, next up, we got Rocky 2 versus Blindside.
Okay, you Blindside. Can't put two Rockies
in there. That's what I'm saying, bro. That's cheap.
Blindside.
You gotta go Blindside.
Just because Rocky won the first round,
yeah,
and the Blindside deserves a second round appearance, that
but
would put the
I will say, out of all the movies on this list, The Blindside is the most misrepresentation of someone's life. Michael Orr hates that movie.
Really?
Yeah,
he actually
hates
doesn't like.
That
he doesn't
movie.
Like how he was like how the story was.
They made it seem like he was like super duper poor. Or?
Yeah, because the thing was is that he was homeless and like he didn't have like a mom or a dad, but like it was because like he had come out of that situation. Like he kind of grew up like knowing that like he didn't necessarily have a place to live and all that, and then like this family had known about him and they were like, we'll give you like a place to live and stuff. Like
so
they
didn't just find him on the corner.
It wasn't like they picked him up like,
who are you?
Yeah, they made him seem like he was like a stray dog in the movie, and that's like the whole thing. Like he wasn't like that. Like they were more interconnected than that.
I was taking him home. I was to the bus. It was time for him to go home.
Where were you taking him, Michael?
Nah, man, it's especially weird because my mom's from West Memphis, which is just right across the bridge. And so she's like, I used to drive past there to go to work, like where he lives in the movie. He's like, that's over there past where the Grizzlies play near the pyramid. And
I will say, though, I thought it was hilarious when Tim McGraw and what's her face with the lady?
Sandra.
Sandra Bullock. We're talking to the tutor, and she's like, I should tell you one thing, though.
I'm a Democrat.
I'm a Democrat.
Dude, I didn't get that until I was older, man.
Yeah.
Nobody gets that, but then, like...
Like, then you remember, like, oh, they're down there in Tennessee.
And then Tim McGraw says it. He's like, who would have thought that we had a black adopted son before we knew a Democrat?
Yeah.
It's like, think about how old they are. They don't know a single Democrat until then.
Nah, dude, that, and just the fact, like, rewatching that movie, be like, yo, this dude's, like, super wealthy because he owns a lot of Taco Bells.
Yeah.
All right, next up, we got Caddyshack versus Lovin' Basketball.
The Shack.
Yeah, I'm
Caddyshack.
Go Caddyshack.
Yeah.
Okay,
Lovin' Basketball is a good movie.
Yeah, I was about to say, Lovin' Basketball is another one of those where I'm like, if it went up against a different one, I'm picking Lovin' Basketball because Lovin' Basketball made me think, man, I can find a girl out there who likes the same things I do. But
that's possible.
Caddyshack, though, the gopher. All right, Mr. Gopher, let's see how you like the water today. He sticks it down the hole.
Next up, we got Field of Dreams versus Bring It On.
Bring It On shouldn't even be
what is there. Is that even a sports? Can we count that?
I'm going
Field of Dreams. It's a cheerleading movie, so depending on who you ask. Field of Dreams. Field of Dreams is just so good.
Yeah, Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
Next up, we got Any Given Sunday versus Raging Bull.
I'm going to go Any Given Sunday.
Yeah, I'm going to go Any Given Sunday.
I think that's fair.
I got to admit, if Al Pacino's yelling at me as a coach, I feel like I could make a win.
Yeah.
Next up, we got Happy Gilmore and Dodgeball.
This is another one of those unfortunate first-round matchups.
Yeah, Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore.
No.
I'm picking Dodgeball, dude. I love that movie. That movie's hilarious.
Would you like to mate? I mean date?
The purple cobras.
Nah,
Michelle, you know not to walk in on me.
When he has the pump for it.
No, but Happy Gilmore, I mean, there are so many quotable lines.
The price is wrong.
I think Gilmore's the more classic movie. Mm. I would take Gilmore.
Just goes, I bet you $20 you can't hit past my ball. Hits it all the way down to the end of the street. Hey, you kids are going to pay. Boom, hits him again. Hits the wife. Like, come on. If you're telling me. Also, another thing. If you go out there and this. Could you imagine Brooks Koepka came out tomorrow and he just started Happy Gilmore in every shot? Putting, like, it's a friggin'. Like, you just got the putter out and stuff. Like, we would be going nuts. We would love Happy Gilmore in real life. Like,
oh, yeah. All right. So, next up, we got Space Jam and the Karate Kid.
This is another.
Wait, which Karate Kid? The original or Jaden Smith?
Original.
Yeah,
Triple OG.
Mr. Miyagi.
I'd take Space Jam, but it's close.
Space Jam.
I'm taking Karate Kid. I mean, the Wax On.
Unfortunate matchup for sure.
I also got to say Space Jam, dude, but I was listening to this podcast where they were talking about. They're like, dude, Michael Jordan's house is small in that movie.
Yeah, he just lives like he's living in the suburb, like he's
like a regular
casual having
fun.
That is funny. I never even thought.
I was just
about
like,
that.
Especially if you've seen The Last Dance, it'd be like, Michael doesn't have that house.
Yeah, he don't live here.
Michael got a house so big that he got the 2-3 on the door.
He don't even live at the house.
No, he moved out of the house.
Yeah.
All right, going back, we got Rocky versus Ricky Bobby.
Ricky Bobby.
Really?
I was going to take Rocky.
Ricky
honestly.
Bobby.
I think Rocky's the better movie, but.
Something I can watch over and over again. Like
I'm going fast! How fast is he going? 20 miles per hour.
All right, we got Miracle versus Sandlot.
Sandlot.
Yep.
Longest Yard versus Coach Carter.
Coach Carter. I'm going to take Coach Carter, but that's tough, though.
Yeah, that is tough.
I just want back on the team.
We didn't even mention that. Man, what did they say? Oh, what's that dude's name? I'm already forgetting this.
Are you talking about Cruz?
Yeah.
Cruz.
Yeah. Timo Cruz.
Mr.
Cruz.
Yep. Mr. Cruz.
Nah, dude, I follow that dude on Instagram, and people were like, before we had Steph Curry, we had
Timo
Cruz.
That man be pulling up for that corner J three-pointer, and Coach Carter was not a fan.
Our worst fear is not that we are inadequate.
Our worst fear is that we were powerful beyond measure.
Nah, dude. Also, rewatching it, it's just like, yo, his son was a freshman.
Oh, yeah, his son was a baller. He came out.
As a
like,
freshman, I was like, that's the sequel we need.
That man,
last 3 years.
That man Worm said, you going to put in a freshman? Are you the coach?
Nah, man.
How about Channing Tatum before he was, like, Channing Tatum?
Yeah.
He was bald.
Yeah, he's in that movie.
Playing basketball.
All right, we got Waterboy versus White Man Can't Jump.
Waterboy.
Yeah, Waterboy on this one.
All right, we got Remember the Titans versus We Are Marshall.
Remember the Titans. Remember the Titans. The Titans.
All right, we got Blindside versus Caddyshack.
Caddyshack.
I'm going with the Shack.
I'm going Blindside.
Caddyshack. Gotta go with the Shack.
Really?
Gotta go with the Shack.
Man.
Just because if Michael Orr liked the movie, I would put it up. But
true.
If he doesn't like the movie and it's about him.
Yeah.
All right, Caddyshack. All right, we got Field of Dreams versus Any Given Sunday.
Any Given Sunday, Al Pacino.
I gotta go Field of Dreams.
I'm going Field of Dreams too.
I don't know that
especially because it's home. That's hometown right there. That's home.
This
right.
is a that game is.
That's your backyard.
Of inches.
All right, we got Happy Gilmore versus Space Jam.
Happy Gilmore.
Space Jam.
Happy Gilmore. Space
Jam. I want Happy Gilmore.
Jordan ain't even acting. He's literally just on camera talking to some dude in a green suit.
Dude, just imagine me like, and when the Monstars made that deal, that's when it became personal.
Like, I mean, come on. I mean, it also, I mean, Happy Gilmore, I mean, think about it. Chubbs. Do it for Chubbs. Do it for Chubbs, Keith.
Man, I gotta admit, that is funny. He's like, you know the alligator?
Yeah. You know how he got his hand? Well, I got him.
All right, Happy Gilmore. We got...
The dude, I don't even know the dude's name. He says, but Stephen Adams did have a beard.
We got Ricky Bobby versus The Sandlot.
Ricky Bobby.
I'm going Sandlot.
Ricky Bobby.
Definitely Talladega Nights.
Jeez.
Ricky Bobby. Ricky, how do you get your TV and your stereo working at the same time? Why would you want to listen to radio and TV at the same time?
Why am I even talking to you?
You forget that I hate you? Yeah. You married my wife and stole my kids.
We can go Ricky Bobby. Yeah, right. That's a funny movie.
Sandlot's always there in my heart, though. Coach Carter, Waterboy.
Coach
Carter.
I'm saying
man.
Coach Carter.
Ah, yeah, fine. I'll give it.
For the entirety of the movie, I like Coach Carter.
Remember the Titans versus Caddyshack.
Remember the Titans.
Man, this is already shaping up to be a last one. I'm like, oh, this is gonna be tough.
Goodbye.
All right, we got Field of Dreams versus Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore.
Yeah,
I'm going Happy Gilmore as well.
All right, we got.
This is the Final Four?
Yeah.
Final Four.
Coach Carter.
Final Four.
Na-na-na-na.
We got Ricky Bobby versus Coach Carter.
I'm going Coach
Carter.
Oh, really?
That's one sports
movie. Ricky Bobby.
I love me some Samuel L. Jackson.
It hits me. That is a good movie.
Nah, dude. Especially when I'm not going to lie. Like, as I got older, when I watched recently when he... when his cousin gets shot and he shows up.
Yeah, and they had the chain on the door, on the gym.
Yeah.
Or when he busts him at that party.
Yeah, and he finds with the trophy.
His kid's all drunk and stuff. And then the dude on the balcony, he's like, what's up, coach?
He's like, man, my point guard is with the prom queen or whatever he says. All right, we got Happy Gilmore versus Remember the Titans.
Titans.
I'm going Happy Gilmore just because I gotta get comedy a thing in this. Happy Gilmore is just like, it's the OG. Like, when you rewatch that movie over and over and over again, it gets you excited about golf.
Bruh.
Come on, it gets you excited
Titans.
About golf.
I gotta go Titans, because I gotta hear this debate.
Don't start.
Justice knows I'm from a golfing town. I love golf, but I gotta go Remember the Titans.
I'm not upset about that, though. I mean, but now you're about ready to open a whole new box of worms.
Denzel Washington.
Last one. We got
versus
Coach Carter.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Remember the Titans.
If you don't pick Remember the Titans. What do you mean? This is not an easy choice for me.
Here's what I think we should do. I think we should take 5 seconds. Take a piece of paper. We each write down what we're thinking before we start debating. Uh-huh. I think that's what we should do here. Really.
So we don't get swayed first.
By somebody else's opinion.
Yep. And then we'll see what's going on. I don't have a pencil. If you want to grab one of those.
I'll use
it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. We are live on air placing a ballot.
Legit, man. I was like, this is tense.
I need a yeah. Tell me one of those utensils.
Just start with the Jeopardy music. Na 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 na.
Hey.
Na na
hey.
Oh.
Oh. All right.
Na 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 na.
Remember, folks, you're going to be able to hear this where most podcasts are found. Or make sure you check out our Twitter page, 919 the Cat, for information where you can hear this current episode.
This is so exciting. Okay. I'm so excited.
I'm going to get this started right now.
All
right,
go for it.
I picked Remember the Titans for the simple fact of Denzel Washington, and I don't even know the two leading roles' names, the two DNs. I don't know their names by their actors or even their names like off the top of my head. Mm-hmm. But now I'm thinking of all the players, and I'm like, Sunshine! It'd be like, or what's the dude's name that's the big lineman? He's like, why does your back hurt? I just got done carrying your mama on a piggyback ride.
Yeah.
And she huge. Now that's a yo mama joke.
Okay, so I think...
I like both those movies. Both of those movies are great movies.
Samuel L. Jackson
versus Denzel Washington.
I've always thought that Coach Carter is the most... heartwarming, heart-like. It's just such a good story. I absolutely love the story behind Coach Carter. Love all the actors in it are amazing. I've always loved Coach Carter, and I have to take it. I have to take it in this
one. So am I the deciding vote here? Am I the last one?
Well,
okay, so pretty much I pick Coach Carter also.
Let's go. Because
pretty much, like, I get it, like, remember the Titans were dealing with racism in a society.
We need to watch that right now.
Coach Carter is, we're dealing with ourselves, dude. When when he says, like, when he's giving up the statistics, and he's just like, we got to teach these kids that, like, we can't let them expect this. We got to treat them better. And just all the stuff, dude. It's just such a good movie.
You expect my baby to maintain a 2.5 GPA? He goes, that is a C average, ma'am. That is, he is showing up to school. That is all that is required of that here at Richmond High.
Yeah.
You can buy a box of ties for 25 cents a piece down at the Goodwill store. And if you're telling me your money too good for Goodwill store, well, then why do we live in Richmond?
I pick Coach Carter as well. I think Coach Carter.
That's
just the one, man. Coach Carter's a great movie, man. When they put the chain on the door, and then he's trying to go to college, but his girl got pregnant.
But then she wound up aborting it. And then
And
then now we got moral dilemmas, and now we got... There's a whole bunch. The thing was,
and then they won the tournament.
He wound up getting excited for the kid.
No, they didn't win. They lost the tournament.
They lost
the tournament.
Oh, the opening round of the playoffs. The dude that...
They weren't even supposed to be there.
Also... Movie that definitely should be on here. I am going to come up with a new one and talk to you guys about movies that should be up here. Gridiron Gang should have been on here. Man.
Oh, Gridiron Gang.
That's an underrated movie.
That is a very underrated. In my opinion, Thunderstruck. Low-key, that one's better than Space Jam, in my opinion. Just because, I mean, KD really loses his powers to someone that's like Blake.
Yeah,
it'd be like Blake showing up to the rec tomorrow. And this man just dropping 50 balls, like there's no tomorrow, like just dunking on everyone, and he's like, it's just an amazing movie.
I'm glad you mentioned that movie. I really do like that movie.
There's that one. My opinion. I like Concussion. I think that's a sports movie, in my opinion.
I don't think I've ever seen that one.
It's one with Will Smith, and they talk about CTE.
Oh, okay, yeah, I've never seen.
Yeah,
that.
Tell the truth. Him and his bad accent. Would you consider Uncut Gems a sports movie? Or?
Yes, would.
I don't know.
Yes, I would, because Kevin Garnett
is like 40% of the movie.
It's sports
betting. It's sports betting, though. And that's the thing, is that people really be doing it like how he was doing it. And at the end, what's so crazy about that movie, which if nobody has seen it, spoiler alert, I mean, how he gets shot at the end. I mean, he made the money, though.
Yeah.
Like, inevitably, mm-hmm. He sold the Opal. He got the Uncut Gem sold. So he made the money from that. He made the money back from giving his ring away. And on top of that, he made, like, triple his money, like millions of dollars, because he got the three-way parlay. What people don't realize is that when you put down a three-way parlay, that means you're putting three different statistics and that the one team is going to get it. So his first statistic was Kevin Garnett's going to get the tip ball. So if he loses the tip ball, they already lost the bet. So he got the tip ball, 28 points plus, and above 10 rebounds. Like, to call that out, ooh, that's something different.
And you're like, sweet, he made it. Woo!
And then he just, bow.
Yep.
And then you're like, what just happened?
And you're like, dang.
Sports.
No, man, but I just want to thank the Cat Talk guys for being here, talking the talk with me.
Yeah, we love it anytime, man. Anytime.
Yeah, but no, we're definitely going to have to do another bracket again because this got heated, and a lot of great movies were left out, and I'm intrigued to see what's going to happen with another 32 movies. So that's been PopCat. I'd like to extend a big thank you to my guests.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem. Thanks for having us, man. We love it.
All right.